Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Ash and Sissy with your 10 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, a Senate inquiry has heard a program to eradicate fire ants is in shambles. The $1.2 billion program has suffered from delays in funding, which allowed the fire ants to spread more around southeast Queensland, spreading up to more than 700,000 hectares. Statements at the hearing also claimed the program suffered from a lack of transparency and delays in commencement.
The Greens have announced plans to construct community housing on the site of the Eagle Farm Racecourse in the lead-up to local elections. The major community housing project would see 4,000 new council-owned public homes, with half available to social housing waitlists. In national news, human rights lawyers have referred Anthony Albanese to the International Criminal Court on the grounds of complicity in genocide. Article 25 of the Rome Statute by the International Criminal Court asserts that Albanese bears individual responsibility for aiding Israel in the genocide of Palestinians in Gaza. Despite this, it is unlikely that the referral will lead to prosecution of any kind.
Coral bleaching has now reached Lord Howe Island after it was recorded that ocean temperatures are reaching dangerous levels and there were major spikes in the number of corals that were becoming bleached or pale. Scientists have also recorded that this bleaching is spreading rapidly with the confronting sight of paling and coraling along the bay. In international news, Ukraine's military intelligence agency has released a video to Twitter reportedly depicting the sinking of the Russian patrol ship Sergei Kotov after being struck by Pi-powered naval drones. Russian authorities have not commented on the sinking, but the sinking of the ship, worth $65 million, would be a blow to Russia's control over the Black Sea, where Kyiv officials claim 20% of Russia's missiles directed at Ukraine are launched from.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partially cloudy. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. There is no current rating for fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.